Dave, I want to ask you a little bit about what comes next after your term is up as Fargo City Commissioner. And I told you when I reached out to you yesterday, I said, Dave, I got to ask you, I'm hearing rumors from people that say that Dave is planning an announcement that he is going to run for Fargo mayor. You're terming out from the city commission, and so there has to be a next adventure there. So I'll just come out and ask you, have you made any decisions, and are you, in fact, going to run for mayor of Fargo?
Yes, I made the decision, and yes, I am running for mayor. I'm very excited about it, and obviously we have to change the path we're on, and so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dave, why? You've been successful in business. You've built up a great name in our community, and one that, as conservatives, I would say I'm very thankful for some of the strong stands that you have taken for common sense on that commission when there hasn't been much of it. And so very thankful for that. You've built up, I think, a lot of credibility with a lot of people. You could do a million different things. Why do you want to be the mayor of Fargo?
So I'm born and raised in Fargo. This is my hometown, and I love it. And to see what's happening to it, it was a difficult decision because it's a big commitment, 4 years, and being the mayor is a lot more. And so, but it's very important, and I'm very optimistic. I think if I'm successful at mayor, along with Commissioner Turnberg, and if we pick up two more seats, we can make huge changes very quickly.
Yeah, man, if you could even only get one more, you'd have a vote there. And the mayor, I was reminded of this the other day. It's like you kind of know it, but you sort of forget it sometimes. That the mayor obviously is an important figure in the community, but the mayor's vote is not worth any more than a city commissioner's vote. So all we need is three to actually get some common sense there. And Dave, I've said this about Minneapolis so often. Like, it doesn't have to be that way, the way it is down there. And in the city of Fargo, there's a lot of good things, don't get me wrong. But some of the decisions that we've made, some of the investments that we made, some of the things that we choose to give our time and attention to, they do not make common sense. It doesn't have to be that way in Fargo, right, Dave?
That is exactly correct, and it won't be that way. To give an example, we had a Moody's downgrade with our debt. That's going to be my first priority, is to restore our balance sheet, because that's critical. The next one is we've been soft on crime, and our downtown has paid the consequences. I'm sure you've seen the numbers. We're down huge numbers, lots of lost businesses and lost jobs. So all it takes is the right leadership, and we can change this and start winning again.
We've had a few candidates already announce that they're going to be running, and I guess a couple that are getting most of the headlines and most of the attention right now, Josh Boucher and Denise Kolpak. Josh, a current state lawmaker. Denise, obviously the deputy mayor and city commissioner there. How do you go about beating those two? We don't know who else might get in the race, but right now, as I look at, I would say those are probably the two biggest competitors for you. How do you go about winning against those two that have some name recognition and have a bit of a resume here in town?
I think there couldn't be a starker difference between what I believe and what they believe. And so I'm very optimistic. Like you said, I have institutional knowledge of 16 years. I have multiple flood fights. I'm the chair of the Red River Basin Commission. I'm involved with the water supply project. So I'm battle tested. And so I'm ready to lead. And I look forward to all the debates and all the opportunities to show the difference between a woke liberal Democrat and a fiscal conservative.
When you talk about conservatives, I don't know who else will get in. I know there's a young man who is announced, and his name escapes me right now. But it feels to me like Josh Boucher and Denise Kolpak, as you mentioned, they figure to share some same kind of wiring, some same kind of DNA. If I am someone on the conservative side in Fargo, we have to be mindful, too, of how many conservatives get in this mix, too, so that there's not votes that are split that way, too. Am I correct on that, do you think?
Absolutely. I'm very optimistic. I think I'll do very well no matter who joins the race. I think if people want to know what I am, what kind of mayor I'll be, just look at my track record of voting. Don't necessarily listen to what I say. Look how I voted. and I'll stand on that record. And like I said, I'm very optimistic, and we'll have time to tell our story in the next couple of months. And so obviously the vote is June 9th, but we're and actually my announcement will be on the Fargo First website if people want to know more about that. And I just want to say, so yesterday the mayor proposed raising $34 million in taxes. And so instead of cutting, our current leadership wants to raise more taxes. With our Moody's downgrade, that's their solution. And so I will not be supporting that.
Well, you talked about the spending issue, and to me that is the biggest issue, because if the city is not solvent, if the city cannot stand on its own 2 feet financially, our ability to be what we need to be to protect, to defend, to serve the city and do the basic things that only government can do for us, we lose all of that if we do not get ourselves on strong financial footing. And I feel like on the city commission there has been some lip service paid to that, but it hasn't really been across the board people saying we just can't continue to outspend what we have. And I know there are others. Tony Gehrig will say that, you know, there's actually been some fraud there, and there's been some deceit and things that may even not be legal the way that the city business has been run. Is that the biggest issue that you think you take to the people of Fargo, Dave, is this whole financial solvency issue, or is there something even bigger than that?
That's the number one, but I do think public safety is the second. But getting back to the Moody's downgrade, that is very serious. And we literally have done no reductions in spending. A few minor things, superficial, but and that's a huge thing. We have to start reducing. The Fargo Public Schools are cutting millions of dollars. As you know, oil revenues are a lot less certain than they used to be. We have to start being financially disciplined, and there is none of that right now.
Dave, have you made the decision to either endorse any city commission candidates or align with anybody? Sometimes people will say, okay, think of these three names when you go to the polling place. Have you gotten into any conversations like that with anybody else who might be running for city commission?
I won't endorse anybody, but I will be happy to support all the candidates that are fiscal conservatives. And that also goes for the school board. We need to do the same thing there. Get good candidates that are fiscal conservatives, because we can't just keep going down this road where the liberal agenda and emotions, we're spending money on emotions, and we can't afford to do that anymore.
How has running for office in Fargo changed, Dave? It seems like there is a lot more interest now than there was maybe 10 years ago, and there were some elections where you barely filled out the ballot with enough candidates, and now it seems like there are a lot of people that want to be involved with that. I imagine that also means as a budgetary issue, you got to spend a little more money, you got to be out there a little bit more. How has that all changed over recent years?
I'm sure we will, and obviously mayor is a little more of a higher level than the city commission, but if you look back at when I've run the last three times, I've had 8 to 10 to 12 competitors, and so I'm not as concerned about that. To me, the more people that are in the race, the better I do.
There have been rumors, Dave, that Michelle Turnberg is considering getting in this race as well. Would there be anything that you would want to say publicly about that? Do you think that she would be a strong candidate? Do you think maybe the time for her will come some other time later? Do you say, hey, everybody into the pool, we can't have too many good conservatives in there? Well, any comments you'd want to make about Michelle as she considers what might be next for her?
Well, I think you already know, Steve. I'm so thankful that she's on the city commission, because she's done an excellent job. And whatever she runs for, I would support her. And so I think things will all work out between the both of us.
Let's talk about, Dave, some specific things. You talked about the Fargo Dome, and it's something that the Fargo Dome Authority has gone to the people of the city a couple of times, and with NDSU now looking at FBS football, and Matt Larson says we maybe don't need to add seats, but we really do need to do some things. How big of a goal, or how big of a issue do you think that is going forward for the city?
I absolutely do, and I'll just kind of go through some quick numbers. I'm sure, as you know, we have four finalists for the convention center, and one of them is the Fargo Dome. And then the Fargo Dome has $45 million already in savings. And so there's going to be some negotiation going on, but the Dome has planned to do some upgrades anyway, and so we'll see how this all goes. But obviously, with Bison football being the main tenant, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep them competitive.
Let's talk about the police. Do you support Chief Cebulski in his position, and what kind of job do you think he has done for the city?
Well, I think it's not just the chief, but we have leadership that's soft on crime. And when you commit a crime and there aren't any consequences, more than likely you're going to commit more crime. And that's the spot that we find ourselves in. And to give you an example, I'm downtown a lot. You can't open a door without being panhandled. And that's not acceptable. And so, and as we're all aware, it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's some type of violent crime going on. And so, I guess to make it short and sweet, we are going to be tough on crime instead of soft on crime. And if Chief Cebulski can do that job, he'll be welcome to stay. But if he can't, then we'll look at our options. And that would be, after I'm mayor, then we'll evaluate a lot of these things that are going on.
You talked about downtown. Is downtown something, do you look at it and say, I'm proud of our downtown, like there's more good than bad, or do you feel like downtown weighs more problematic than something that we can celebrate?
Oh, it's a disaster. The Downtown Engagement Center that Mayor Mahoney championed has destroyed our downtown, and there's no debate. Just look at all the empty condos, apartments, stores, all the jobs that have been lost. It's a disaster, and it's no one else's responsibility other than the mayor and the two liberal commissioners. That was their agenda, and so we're paying the consequences. And so that's one of the challenges for me. About running for mayor, it's like, no, this is going to be a heavy lift because it's going to take time to recover from this.
Are you a supporter of the ward idea, going commissioners from different parts of the city, or do you like how it is right now where the commissioners are at large?
I like the at-large. This is my perspective. If you just look across the river at the ward system, and what it does is it creates friction between the members. And so I like us all working together, and I like to be able to go to South Fargo and meet with homeowners about an issue. I enjoy that. And so I want our whole part of our city to go be successful, not just parts of it. And so the other thing is we've been successful in the past, and so I like our current system.
Dave, I imagine that you're going to get some attacks coming at you from people who want to say, or who want people to be thinking to themselves, oh, Dave Pepcorn, he's abrasive, he's brash, he's out there, he's stepped on too many toes, just not a nice guy, all that stuff. How do you respond, or how will you respond when you hear those attacks coming? Because I'm guessing they will.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I went to a dermatologist. He says I have unusually thick skin. So I tell the truth, and I do my homework, and I do my best. I'm not afraid to make a call. To give an example, in 2018, I questioned refugees coming to Fargo, and as it turned out, there's lots of issues there that I was spot on. During COVID, I asked, why are we closing the bars at 10:30? It turns out that was spot on. So there's a lot of things. You may not like some of the ways that I say things, but usually they're pretty accurate.
What does Fargo need, Dave, that we don't have right now? Is there like an amenity or an entertainment option or food and beverage? I don't know. But anything that the city could use to have come in that we don't have that you could fight for?
Well, the one thing I'm very excited about, the convention center. Obviously, we have the funding already set aside, and so that will be an amenity that will add to the city, no matter which of the four sites we select. But the primary thing the city of Fargo needs is law and order, because without law and order, people are afraid to go downtown. And so then if your customers won't come, then the businesses leave. We've lost jobs and businesses and residents in the downtown just from the I mean, it's beautiful, but it's empty. It's turned into a ghost town, and that's because of our leadership.